Okay, so the next Mishnah begins. Kol dovah she'osa ve'ochol, anything which osa means to make, in this context it would mean to work, anything which works ve'ochol and eats. So Rashi says, we'll see it in Rashi in a second, for example, an ox or a donkey. So it's a thing which works and eats. Siyasa ve'ochol. So the finder should put it to work, and then yochel, and then let it eat from the work that it produces. V'davish ein osa v'ochel, and something which does not work and eat, yemocha should be sold. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'hashevoso lo, which means v'hashivoso lo, and return it to him. Hashava, to return. V'hashevoso lo, and return it to him. Meaning, the Mishnah darshans, re'ei heyach teshivenu lo, see how you may return it to him. We'll see what this, we'll look at Rashi in a few minutes. Let me just finish off the Mishnah. Ma yehei b'domo, what will be with the money that you get from the sale of the item? What's the din with that money? Reb Tarfon says, Yishtamesh behen. He may use them. Shimush is to use. Yishtamesh behen. He may use them. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if they get lost, chaye b'achriyuson, he is obligated in their responsibility. He's obligated for them for the loss of that money. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yishtabish behem, he may not use the money. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if they got lost, ein chay b'achriyuson, he's not obligated to their responsibility. Let's see Rashi now. So Rashi says, Kol dovah she'osa ve'ochol, anything which works and eats, im aveda zu dovar, if this aveda is a thing, she'acholim, that they're able lahachilo, to feed it, as schar masov, the payment of its work, if they're able to feed lahachilo, is to literally to cause to feed it. Achila is the shoresh, the hay prefix there is causative, so they're able to feed it, as schar masov, the payment, the reward or payment masov of its work. Kagan, for example, shor v'chamoro, a ox or a donkey, so yasa, it should work, v'yochal, and eat, v'lo yinkor oso hamotzei, and the finder should not sell it. Im shohu ba'alov, if the owners tarried, shohu means to tarry, ba'alov, from the word ba'al, if the owners have tarried, v'ledorsho, from seeking it out, from looking for it, dorish, from seeking it. Shekol Adam noach lo bebehemto shehekira bo kavar, that every person is comfortable. Noach lo is comfortable to him, but behemto, with his animal, shehekira bo, that he has become familiar with it. Hakira, haker is a familiarity, recognition. Kavar, already from before. Velimdu l'ritzono, and has trained it according to his will, according to his desires. As a person would rather have his animal back, his cow back, and therefore, so if the cow, if the item, the animal which is being looked after, where there's expenditures to support it, to take care of it, expended by the finder, and he's going to have to put out his own money, and potentially now give the claimant a bill, the loser a bill for the expenditures he put out for the animal. But if he's able to get those expenditures back from the work which it's producing, so then that's what he should do. Alternatively, if it's something which is not a working animal, working item, and is not producing and cannot eat from the work it produces, so the Mishnah says that you should sell it, and then give back, and then give the money back to the onas, and that was based upon the pasuk of Hashivosalo, return it to him, which we darshan re'ei heach, see how to return it effectively, most effectively to him. The basis for this is the superfluous expression Hashivosalo in the pasuk. Because the pasuk says you keep it anyway until the owner seeks it out. So then that implies automatically that you have to give it back to him when he seeks it out. So it's superfluous, and that's why the Mishnah is making the drasha. See how to return it to him effectively. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Shlo tachilanu chatzi domov, that you should not feed it half its value. You shouldn't feed the animal or the thing half its value. Shimkein, that if so, ein zu hashava, this is not called a hashava. In other words, if the feed bill would come to more than half its value, then one wouldn't be, in a sense, wouldn't be returning the object to the owner. So therefore, the preferred option is to sell it and give the money back to the owner. Rashi continues and says, we did that one. Lefikach, therefore, mefarish, but the Gemara is going to explain it. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, Ula Olam, and forever? And forever does a person have to keep this animal? In the first case of the Mishnah, where it's working and consuming, does the finder have to keep this forever? Rashi says, Ula Olam, forever, v'ki ad Olam zokuk zeh letapol b'toreach shemiro. V'chi ad olam, and v'chi is a question mark, ad olam, until forever, zokuk zeh, this one is compelled, forced, zokuk is to be forced or compelled, the tapel to take care of or to be involved, b'torach shemira, with the work of and the toil and the tircha of Shemir, of looking after it. So how long does this go on for? Asks the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Amar Vnachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said to Shmuel, Ad Yod Beis Chodesh, only for 12 months. Ad Yod Beis Chodesh, until 12 months. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned also this in a Braisa, called Ova She'usa V'ochal, anything which works and consumes, Kagurin, for example, para, a cow, the chamora, or a donkey, metapel behen, one takes care of them, ad yud beis chodesh, until 12 months. Mikan ve'eloch, from here, ve'eloch, and onwards, sham de mehen. Sham means to assess, shuma is an assessment, sham, he assesses de mehen, their value, a menichon, and leaves them, and leaves the money, he assesses their value, and then sells them, and then places the money in his own keep. He just leaves the money where it is. Rashi says, Shom de mehen, mochron, he sells them, umaniach, and leaves hadomim etzlo, the money by his side. The Mishnah continues, or this Braisa continues, and says, Agolim v'sayachim. So the first part of the Braisa was referring to a cow or a donkey. Now it goes on to saying, Agolim v'sayachim. Agolim are calves, or calves. Eagle is a calf, calf, as I say. Agolim calves v'sayachim, and young donkeys. So the halacha is slightly different. Metapel behem shlosha chadashim, he takes care of them for 3 months. Mikan ve'eloch, and then from here and onwards, shom de mehen, he assesses their value, u'minichon, and leaves the money by his side. Avozim v'tanagolim, avozim are ganders. Ganders v'tanagolim and roosters. Metapel behem shloshim yom, he takes care of them for 30 days, shloshim, 30. Mikan ve'eloch, shom de mehen, from here and onwards, he assesses their value, umanichon, and leaves them, leaves the money by his side. So Rashi says, agolim v'sayachim, calves and young donkeys, dakin. She'ein osim alocha, they are dakin, which means they are dakin, young, like dakin. Dak means light, thin. Light in weight, I think it means, but it means referring to young. They're young. They're young. She'ein osim alocha, they don't do much work. So, therefore, the rule for them is that you only take care of them for 3 months. For the first 3 months, the expense is so little that it's not an issue. But after that, you should then sell them because they're not going to produce much work and produce much, you know, work with which to set, to feed the animal, those animals. Tanagum, or chickens, zuchorim. I said chickens actually, roosters, zuchorim, male ones. She'ei matilin, beitzin, that don't, that do not give off, do not drop beitzim, eggs. They don't make eggs. So we see from this brisa the duration for how long you're supposed to keep these things for before you have to sell them, or you're allowed to sell them. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchok. If Nachman bar Yitzchok said, Tarnagoles, a Tarnagoles is kebehema gasa. A Tarnagoles is a Tarnagoles here is a hen, which is an egg-producing hen. A Tarnagoles is like a behema gasa, is like a large animal. Rashi says, kebehema gasa sh'osa v'ocheles, that it works and consumes. And therefore, metapel ba yud beis chodesh, and therefore he should take care of it for 12 months, to yochol lahachilo, that he's able to feed it, the mei beitzin, the value of the eggs. So a tarnagolas, I said, I'm just, actually just, yeah, that's what it said. That's what the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says. Tanagolas kebehema gasa. And Rashi, the Gemara continues. Tanya nami hochi, a brisa also to this effect was taught. Tanagolas ubehema gasa, a hen and a large animal, metabel behem, he should take care of them. Shnayim asa chodesh for 12 months. But mikan veilach, from here and onwards, shom de mehen, he assesses their value. Umanichon, and leaves the money by his side. Agolim v'seyochim, calves and young donkeys, metabel behem, he takes care of them for 30, lamad yom, which is shloshim, 30 days. Mikan ve'ela, from here onwards, shom demehin, assesses their value, menichon, and leaves them. Avazim v'tanagolim, this was the roosters, sorry, the ganders and tanagolim, and roosters, ganders and roosters, v'chol davar shetipula maruba mesuchara, and anything that it's care, tipula, tipul is care, maruba is greater, the care is greater mesuchara than its earnings, it's greater than its earnings, it's going to cost more to take care of it than what it's going to produce, so then metapul behen, he takes care of them, shloshiyomim, he takes care of them for 3 days, mikan ve'eloch, from here onwards, shom demehen, he assesses their value, minichon, and leaves their money, their value, by his side. So the Gemara points out now a contradiction between the first and second brisa. The Gemara says, kashya agolim usiyochim, a agolim usiyochim. There's a contradiction or a difficulty. There's a difficulty on the between the first brisa and the second brisa. The first brisa, which discusses agolim, calves and siyochim and young donkeys, a upon, aleph prefix is on the agolim and siyochim of the second brisa, meaning that there's the duration of time you have to keep them is stated differently in the two brisas. In the first brisa, it says you have to keep them for 3 months, and in the second brisa, you have to keep them for, you don't have to keep them for 30 days. So what's going on over there? And similarly, avozim v'tarnagolim, a avozim v'tarnagolim. And also the case of the avozim, the ganders and the roosters, is also difficult on avozim v'tarnagolim, on the ganders and roosters of the second brisa, because in the first brisa we say 30 days, and the second brisa only 3 days. So the Gemara answers, Agolim usiyachim, agolim usiyachim lukasha. The case of the calves and the donkeys on the donkey on the calves and the donkeys is not a difficulty, because ha the ra'ayo v'ha the pituma, because ha behold the, or this, sorry, this is the of ra'ayo. This brisa is a case of ra'ayo, of grazing. Ra'ayo means grazing. V'ha the pituma. And this one is of pituma, of literally fattening. So what does that mean? So we'll explain that. Rashi says, ha de ra'ayo, ha de pituma. This one is of grazing, and this one is of fattening. As follows, ha de katani, Rashi says, ha, this one, the katani that taught shlosha chadashim, 3 months. The first brice which taught 3 months is be'eretz mira, is saying that in a land where there's grazing, or in a field, in a property where there's grazing to be gained, and the animals are going to be able to eat. Ubizman had deshoyim, and during a time, in a time of deshoyim, of grasses, she'enti pulo meruba, that its care is not great, the care of the animal is not as great. Vaha, and this one, the second brace that the Katani Shloshim Yom, that taught 30 days, Bizman is in a time, She'ein Mira, in a time when there's no grazing to be done. V'tzarech lepotma, and it's necessary now to fatten it, Alavusa. Alavusa, I think, means on the trough. I'm not exactly sure how that translates. An avos is a trough, but you have to fatten the animal. It needs additional support. Mimasha bebayas, from that which is in mima, from that or from what, shab bebayas, that is inside the house, shadomeha yukarim, its money is expensive. What you have to feed it with is expensive. There's more expenditure, and therefore you don't have to keep them as long at a time when there's no mirror, when there's no mira, no grazing, and it requires bituma, it requires extra fattening by the owner, more expenditure. So that's the contradiction between the agolim and the seyachim. Then the other one, the other contradiction, we said, avozim v'tanagolim. Back to the Gemara, avozim, the ganders and the tanagolim and the roosters, avozim v'tanagolim, on the avozim and tanagolim of the other braisa, nami lo kasha, also is not a difficulty. The reason is because ha, Barav Raveh, ha bezutre. This brisa, now this brisa is referring to the second one, this one that requires only 3 days of retention, is Rav Raveh, is referring to large ones, Rav Raveh, large ones. And ha, the other brisa, which says 30 days, is bezutre, is dealing with a case of zutre, small ones. Rashi says, Rav Revei, Ochlin Harbe, they eat a lot. Hilkach, therefore, Gimel Yomim, therefore 3 days is necessary and sufficient. Toho Ukibn Akumna Vizuchar, that behold, we established that case to be referring to Zucharim, male ones, which don't produce eggs. So the Gemara now quotes the next part of the Mishnah, Vesheena Oso of Ochel. And if it doesn't work and eat, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned it in a braisa, Vahashevoso, lo, and return it to him. Same passage the Mishnah quoted, and return it to him, which means, re'eh, see, or consider, heyach teshevenu lo, see how you should return it to him. So here this braisa gives an example. Shelo yachil egel lagolim, that one should not feed a calf to agolim, to the calves, usiyach lusiyachin, and a young donkey to the young donkeys. Avoza, a gander, le avozim, to the ganders, v'tarnagol, and a rooster, or a rooster, to the roosters. So what does this mean? Rashi says, shelo yachil, not to feed an egel, calf, lagolim, to the calves, Now, it doesn't mean, literally mean to feed it physically, so that they should eat it up. But min ha'golim, from the ha'golim, shenimsa, that was found. For example, let's say you found a whole bunch of ha'golim, or a bunch of avozim, etc. So a person, in order to take care of this group of animals, he decides he wants to, well, let's see, Rashi says, min ha'golim, from the ha'golim shenimsa that was found, lo yachil lo, he should not feed to it, to the group of ha'golim, demei egel, the value of the egel. Meaning what he has, he finds 10 ha'golim, and he wants to take care of them. So instead of using his own money, he decides, I'll sell one of the ha'golim, and with whatever the money I get from that, I'll be able to feed the other ha'golim. So you can't do that. And the reason is because you have to return all the ha'golim. So either you have to, return all the ha'golim, or you sell all the ha'golim, and you retain the money to give back to the owner. But you can't do this, I'm not going to say game, but you can't do this process of what he's describing over here.